1 month ago, despite promises of heightened security at the Olympic Games, two suicide attacks killed 34 people in Volgograd, some 700 kilometers north of Sochi. An Islamic group in Russia's North Caucasus claimed responsibility in a video posted on an Islamist website.
The Chechen rebels have already shown that they're targeting trains, airplanes, transport, highways.
Ian Von Gordon is director of operations at the Diplomatic Protection Training Institute in Youngstown, Ohio. The institute provides security to civilians in high-threat environments. He's an expert on terror groups in the Northern Caucasus.
Since Sochi was announced as a venue, there's no doubt that they sent cells in immediately to embed themselves. And to that end, it's very likely that there's people on the staff at the Olympics who are possibly part of a cell.
Including those who have been building the Games venues, says Glenn Howard at the Jamestown Foundation, a research institute in Washington, D.C.
You've had over 100,000 laborers come from all over Russia to work there and Central Asia. It is impossible to verify whether all these people that have worked in Sochi as laborers, whether they were security risk.
Von Gordon says terrorists may not match the pictures many of us have seen.
We're looking for the tall, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, beautiful young woman. That's really what we're looking for. And traditionally, the Chechenian rebels have used young women, usually widows of soldiers, but not necessarily always the case.
He's referring to the so-called black widows, widows of slain rebel fighters. But separatist fighters also use more conventional methods, like the 2004 takeover of a school in Beslan, where 334 hostages died, more than half of them children.
Putin has strategically located the Games very close to the Caucasus, where he's basically daring those people. That creates a very dangerous situation, because now you have opportunity, you have motive, and you have an unusual or unprecedented situation where you have people from all over the world, civilians, participating in a highly publicized event.
Juan Zarate at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says he expected to see cooperation with the international community, but the opposite is happening.
The Russians have grown more and more concerned over the threat and are concerned over the perception of insecurity, and therefore have not wanted to allow the United States and other security services in on the ground to assist.
While Russia battles a bloody insurgency, not far from next month's Winter Olympics, it's likely the world will be watching for what happens in the streets of Sochi. In Washington, Arash Arabasadi for VOA News.